Kumlein Ablar Kemora, Gudvach, Betzei Shabbat Parshas Nasei. We are up to the Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. We're still talking about the Melacha of Haitzah. Hamoitzi, if somebody carries outside, Bein B'yaminei, whether he carries in his right hand, Bein B'smoilei, whether he carries in the left hand, Betei Chekei, in his bosom, Oyal Kseifav, or even on his shoulders, Chayiv. No matter how you're carrying it, you are Chayiv. And why is that? On your shoulders, how do you know that? Shekein Masa B'nei Kos. Because the B'nei Kos, they carried, we learned last week, we read the Tater, by Kosef, you saw they carried on their shoulders. Rashi has two pshatim, interesting. According to this, the way I just told you, the only thing we're learning from the Pasuk is the shoulders. But then Rashi brings a Piddush that actually, that Elazar Ben Aaron, he carried the two bottles of oil, jugs of oil in his right hand and his left hand. And he carried the ketores in his bosom and the chavitin on his shoulder. So every single thing we do, we learn out from that pasuk. Okay. Kla'acha yodeh, behind his hand or beragle. No, he's not carrying it the normal way. Or his foot, the peeve, he put something in his mouth. But now food could be learned before. You know, if you have peppercorns or salt in your mouth, yochai, that's derech chitzah. Unless you're doing it for medicinal reasons. But if you're carrying food in your mouth, yochayiv. We're talking, not talking about food. Or marpakai, or Taisa says his elbow. Rashi says it's under his arms. Bosna, he put things inside his ear. Vesari, in his hair. Uba pundosai, and in his belt that he has like a tube or something, and you can place things inside it. Upia lamata, and the opening is facing downwards, so the things can fall out, and that's not the normal way of carrying. But if you had the opening upwards, like a money belt or something, then obviously that's a normal way of carrying. Bein pundosa l'chalukai, or if you place the things between his belt over there and his shirt, or besfas chalukai, or if he does it on the hem, but the hem on the bottom, which is not normal to place things inside it, b'menale inside his shoe, b'sandale in his sandal, potter, all of these cases you are potter, shaloi hoitzi kederech hamoitzin, you're not carrying it out the normal way of carrying. Says Yigmar Omer that if you carry, even though we say when you throw something above 10 tefachim, we said that's called a makom patur, but if you are carrying it, then you are chayiv. You're chayiv. in your hand. How do we know? Shekein masa b'nei kos. We know when the kos, the people kos carried, when they were carrying, the things that they were carrying in the hand were above 10 tefachim. We're not talking about carrying on the shoulder, because obviously your shoulder is higher than 10 tefachim. We're talking about something in your hand that's above 10 tefachim, chayiv from b'nei kos. And how do we know that? Umasa b'nei kos ben nolan. How do you know what they carried was higher than 10 tefachim? So we bring two different answers. The chsiv, it says in the pasuk that they had these curtains of the that were surrounding the mishkan, and on the mishkan surrounding the mishkan, and on the mizbeach saviv, all around it. So the fact that we have the curtains, and it says around the mishkan and on the mizbeach, so makish mizbeach the mishkan. So it gives us an idea of how tall the mizbeach was, and we compare it to the mishkan. Ma mishkan yud amos, just like the mishkan was 10 amos high, af mizbeach yud amos. So to the mizbeach was 10 amos. Now why do we need to know the mizbeach was 10 amos? Because we'll soon see that's what they carried. So we're going to work out, when they lifted it, how much higher was it from the ground? And we're going to prove that it was much higher than 10 tefachim. U mishkan gufe minolan, how do you know the mishkan? The mishkan itself was 10 amos high, and the curtains had to surround the entire mishkan. And if the same curtain surrounded the entire mizbech, obviously mizbech is also 10 amos high. And even though we have different measurements, it depends which part of the mizbech you measure from. So anyway, so how do we know? The chesivit says eser amos oydach hakodesh. Every being was 10 amos tall. The chesivit says that yifreis, they spread out as oil the tent ala mishkan. They spread out on the mishkan. So we see that what? That the cover covered the entire Mishkan, and the Mishkan was 10 amas high. And, so what? Well, Amar Rav, and Rav said, Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the one who spread the curtains out? He's partial. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who spread it out. Now, if he spread out the curtains, he must have been taller than the Mishkan. Mekanat lomad goivon shel levim. From here you learn out that how tall were the levim? Eser amas. We don't believe that Moshe Rabbeinu was unique. We believe that the Shvatim of Levi were like the Watusis. They were all very, very tall. They were all roughly 10 amas tall. Let me picture that. Ugmidi, and so what? So they then carried the mizbeach that was 10 amas tall. Ugemidi, and we have a standard, there's a saying, the chol tuna, any package, the midli, the meter that you carry with a stave, you know, with sticks, is tilsa mil il v'trei tilsa metachas. When you lift something, you lift one third above, and two thirds above your shoulder, and two thirds below your shoulder. Now, if the mizbeach was 10 amas tall, two thirds would be 6 2/3. So that means that 6 2/3 of the mizbeach was below your shoulder. But you're 10 amas tall, the Levim. That means that 3 1/3 amas above the ground was a mizbeach. So we see when they carried was way higher than 10 tfachim, which is less than 2 amas. Yishtakach dehavi midli tuva. So we see it was a lot more. So having them is 10 tfachim. So it means, could we only know that above 10 tfachim is a separate rishus? It makes no difference if it's 10 tfachim high or 12 or 20. It's all the same. So we're saying that the Mizbech, since we're learning all these dinim of carrying from Bnei Kos, and that's what they carried. So that's the first way of learning. Ibai same, another way is not from the Mizbech, from the Oren itself. And how do we know that? Because could be the Levim were not 10 amas tall at all. And therefore we don't learn from the Mizbech. Because maybe the Levim, Rashi says, they were not 10 amas tall, they were actually 7 amas. They had to be tall because the Mizbech was 10 amas high. So, and they carried the Mizbeach, and let's say one third was above, was above, and two thirds below. I mean, 6 amas and two thirds are below their shoulders, so they had to be at least 7 amas tall. And when we say, Taisha says, when we say 7 amas, we mean from the shoulders down. So it was suspended in the air, otherwise it'd be hitting the ground all the time. So they were still very tall. Nevertheless, how do you know that above 10 tefachim, if you carry, is still chayiv? We learn from the Oren. What do we know about the Oren? The Amar Mar, we learned, Oren is teacher, the Oren was 9 tefachim tall, the kapay is tefach, and the cover was 10 mon tefach, so tesach hakol adikan yud gimul yud is 10. Because maybe we have a rule, the choltuna, any package, the midli, the mitres that you carry with these staves, till similar, one third above your shoulder, with tray till similar, and two thirds are below your shoulders, so the Oren was 10 tefachim tall, so 6 2/3 are below the shoulders, and an average person's height is 3 amas. And we had the whole machlekes that teaches in the Rashbam in Psachim, in Amsachim, Bo Basra, in Amalek Lekuch. So therefore, over there we say, Teisa says that a person's shoulders are 3 amas from the ground. So if you go down 6 2/3 tefach, which basically is an amah, which it leaves a little bit under 2 amas from the ground, which is higher than 10 tefachim. 10 tefachim is 1 2/3 of an amah. And this, and there, if they carry from the shoulders 6 2/3 of tefachim, it's like a tefach above 10 tefachim. And that's how we know that if you carry above 10 tefachim. Yishtakar, the mailam, you'd have a koi. That the Oren was above 10 tefachim. The Oren was above 10 tefachim. But see clearly from the Gemara here that where was the sticks from the Oren? A third of the way down into the Oren. And everybody asks from here on the Ramban and Chumash, where he learns that the sticks were actually in the bottom part of the Oren. It's clearly familiar, like Rashi and Chumash, that the sticks were in the top third of the Oren. Enef says the Gemara, V'ligma M'Moshe. Why? What was wrong with the first pshat? And you say all of the Emor as tall as Moshe. They were 10 amos tall. Why don't you say that? Says Gemara, Dilma Moshe shiny. Moshe might have been different. Because we actually learned, Ein Hashchina Shoyde Ella. What are the requirements for the Shchina to rest on a person? Chacham. First of all, you have to be intelligent. Second of all, Gibor, you have to be physically strong, or at least mentally strong. Third is V'osher, you have to be wealthy, so you don't need anybody's favors, and people cannot give you Sheichad. And the last, but not least, is Baal Koyma. You need to be tall, which is interesting. It's a requirement of the Shechina wants, because tall people naturally command respect. Or you shorter people have to earn it, and tall people sort of naturally command respect. And interesting, Gemara Nedarim, where it says the same thing, there it omits Baal Koyim at all, and instead it says Onav. It seems somehow or another that you can't be a Baal Koyim and an Onav at the same time. If you want Onav, forget the Baal Koyim. And Baal Koyim may be naturally also haughty, a little bit conceited, they're sort of constantly looking down on everybody, so therefore it doesn't mention here Onav. So it's Chochem, Giber, Osher, or Baal Koyim. So maybe Moshe was unique. The rest of the Levim were not so tall. Even though we definitely proved that some Levim had to be tall, otherwise how can they carry the Mizbeach? So the Rishonim already say, so some were 7 amas tall, but the majority of the Levim were just average height. Amar Rav says, Amar Shemchiyah, HaMoitzi Masa B'Shavas HaRoish, if you carry something on your head, like some of these Middle Eastern people who carry things, or in Asia, on top of these baskets, on top of the head, Chayiv Chatas, why? Shekein Anche Hutzul Oisekein, because the people in Hutzul, in those days, used to carry these pots on their head. Says the Gemara, so the Anche Hutzul Ruba Da'alma, so because they carry it that day, majority of the world, Elit Mahachivan, Omar Amashon Chia, Echel Hutzel, if somebody, a member of Hutzel, Shahoitzi, Masa Rosh, Mishabel Chayv, everybody else Takin Achayv, it's not the normal way of carrying, but if you're a denizen of the city of Hutzel, you're Chayv, because that's the locale how they carry. Says the Gemara, so what? I'm sorry, Shekain Beneiri, Oisin Kain. For Gemara, if it's a bottle, Dite, it's a Kolodim. You're right, let still be bottle, Dite, a Kolodim. Says the Gemara, you're right. Elit Mahachivan, Hamoitzi, Masa Rosh, Potter, everybody's Potter. I've been Tim Tulemer, Anche Hutzel, the people of Hutzel, Oisin Kain, Botla Daita, the Kolodim. All the Rishonim have a problem with this because usually we say that even though Botla Daita, that's an individual, but if a whole region does something, Cholapach is in that region, that's how you follow. So Tayseh wants to say that only if the region is a sizable area, but Hutzel seems to be a very small place, and because it's a very small place, even within that place itself, Botla Daita, Eitz Kolodim. Says the Mishnah Vayit, the next Mishnah. We're still talking about carrying. Remember, Shabbos is one of the criteria. Meleches machsheves, that your intentions have to be carried out. What happens? Hamiskaven, you have intention to carry something out before you. Then you start carrying instead of walking, and it's supposed to be hanging in front of you. Let's say you bundle up money in a kerchief or something, and then it swung around to your back. Potter, you did not carry the way you wanted to carry. And Rashi actually calls it a misasik. Like, you know, you intended to do one activity and another activity happened. Like when you wanted to cut one cabbage, you ended up with another one. But let's say la'achrav, you intended to swing it behind your back. Uvola lefanav and swung in front of you, chayiv, you're chayiv. Now, why should you be chayiv? You didn't carry out your intention, the Gemara will explain. Be'emes amru, truth be told, and the Gemara will say that whenever it says be'emes, it means halacha or moshe mesinai. Or halacha. Ha'isha ha'chageres besinav, woman, is wrapped around with this apron. It's like a futznias. They used to wear like something under their skirt, under their dress. And what happens? And she wrapped something there as well to carry. She hung something up there. And then as she was walking, it swung around to behind her. There you're chayv. You know why? She came rolling as chayzer. You anticipate it. It's not stable. You anticipate. As you're walking, it swings back and forth. And therefore, it's as if your intention chatchila was for that. Now, Yudah goes a step further. Af mekable piskin. Also, those people who receive from the government notes. Rashi brings a pshat that he heard from his Rebbe. And interesting, Rashi brings a pshat that this is how Rashi learns. And he brings only one pshat here. And then he says, the Libi Megamgim. I heard it's my Rebbe, but I don't like it. But he doesn't volunteer another pshat. So Rashi basically says that you have these runners that were always there ready and waiting, and you intended to give it to one runner. And let's say that's when you carried outside, you intended to give it to this particular runner. It turned out he wasn't there, you gave it to somebody else. Therefore, you're not, Rabbi Huda says that, you know, since you know that you're not always there who you need, you are chayv. And Rashi says, I don't like this pshat at all. So the other Shayin learned a different Shadi as well, altogether, is talking about that, let's say the king used to give out these edicts, and they used to put it in a tube, in a cylinder, and give it to these runners who would go and bring it to the different governments and for them to read, or, you know, a document or some kind of a decree, and they used to carry it around the neck, you know, with a string or something, and a tube in front of them, and they swung around behind the back. The Buddha says, you are chayiv in this case, because here, you know, you anticipate that it's going to swing. It's more than the case in the first part of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. If you intended to be in front and then it swung behind you, you put. Why? Because it didn't carry out what you intended. If you intended to carry behind you and it swung in front of you, Nami also. You didn't carry through with your intention. Omer Ablalor says, you're right. Tavra, you are correct. Or Tavra literally means break it. Two different authors in this Mishnah, which is something we learned before, we try not to do, but I guess he didn't have a better answer. Omar Rava said, Rava, I don't understand the question in the first instance. Umay Kusha, I'll tell you the difference. Dilma, lefonav of alachav, when you have it in front of you and then swings behind you, hain the time at pot, you know why you pot, diniskavin lishmira mula. You intended to have it in front of you to watch it and observe it all the time. But also, by swinging your back, somebody can come right by you and cut it off your back and just take it away. So it's therefore that you've reduced the kind of level of shmirah. But if you put it behind your back and then it swung in front of you, you elevated the level of shmira. Then it's kavod shmira. You intended to do a weak shmira, but not that you didn't want a better shmira. And the also the other shmira. And now what happened was you got a better shmira because you can observe it. It's right in front of you. Surely it's better. Elamai kusha. So in fact, the Gemara says it's such a good answer. What was the question in the first place? Sometimes you have an answer. The question is valid, but I have an answer. Here the answer is, there's no question in the first place. So what do you, so Morris says, what was bothering him is the yukid the masnis and kasha. What was bothering him more technicality than anything else. The diuk, the inference of the Mishnah. Because it starts with saying, I'm a skavin, lo hoitzi lefan, if he intended to take it out before you, volachar behind you, potter your potter. Sounds like, hola achrav, if you intended lechatchila to take it behind you, ubolo lachrav, and you actually had it behind you, chayiv. If you carried out the intention, you wanted a shmir of chusa and you had behind you, fine, you're chayiv. Nu ema seifa, it says, if lachrav, you intended to put it behind you, ubolo lefonav, and it came before you, that's when chayiv. It sounds like that if you intended to leave it behind you, you take a potter. Hola achrav, hola potter. So that's when Rabbi Loza says, tavra. In this case, you're right. We have to break the Mishnah. Misha shonazu, lo shonazu. Can't be the same author. Amar Rashi again, my kusha. I don't understand the question. Dilma, perhaps. I don't understand the question. It says, Dilma, perhaps. Loim be boy kama. But the Mishnah is saying is, of course, if my intention was to have it behind me, and then I carried behind me, of course you chayiv. Because that was my intention. The chiddush is that even though it went in front of you, so you didn't carry out your intention, you're still chayiv because you improved the situation. Loim b'bayi kam, you don't have to say. Loim b'bayi la'achrav, if it had behind you, v'olei la'achrav, and it remained behind you, the chayiv, surely you chayiv, the savi, the machshavta, you carry through your machshava. El la'fil la'achrav, el la'fonda, but it's behind you, and you burn in front of you, itzche, that's a chiddush. Salgam, I would have thought, how you list the machshavta, you didn't carry through your intention, loy l'chayiv. Kamash lo, then it's kamash mir b'chus, also be the shmir l'chayiv. If you intended a weak shmir, you got a better shmir, you chayiv. Says the Gemara now, maybe you la'achrav uvolo la'achrav, if you intended, remember before we said, tavra misha shonazula shonazula, as if there were two tanoim. One opinion says that if you intended to carry behind you, and you actually carry behind you, you are chayiv, because you is abid machshavta, your intention was carried through. And the other opinion says, no, it's a weak shmira, if you intended to carry it behind you, it's not such a normal way of carrying, and therefore you're potter. Says the Gemara, maybe it's akka machleg tanoim. The Tanya we learned, if you carry out money in your money belt, the zipper, let's say, is upward, facing upwards, chayiv. That's no way of carrying. But if it's facing downwards, Rabbi Yehuda says you're a chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says you're a chayiv because the fact is you carried. And the Chum says you are potter because it's not the normal way of carrying. Okay, it doesn't prove anything yet, but it's a discussion that goes on. Rabbi Yehuda said to them, don't you agree? Don't you agree that if it's behind you and it's ended up behind you, that you are chayiv? And the way the Gemara is learning right now, usually when we say don't you agree, means that you actually agree with me. So therefore, why are you doing it? But over here, it actually means you guys are arguing, but why don't you agree with me? In other words, they hold, Rabbi Yehuda is accusing the Chum and saying, you hold that if you intended to do la'achrav, and it ended up la'achrav, you're potter. And he's saying to them, why don't you agree with me? You should be chayiv. But they told him, don't you agree, that if you carry something not the normal way, that you are potter. Because not normal, same thing over here. When you carry your money belt with a zipper facing downwards, you can easily open up and lose all your money. It's not the normal way of carrying. They both had an argument to each other. I couldn't find a response to their words. Why isn't it similar to something which is not the normal way of carrying? And they couldn't find, what I said to them, that if you wanted your back and you carry your back, which is also not the greatest way of carrying, you're chayiv here too. You wanted the money belt with a zipper down, you should be chayiv. So the Gemara says, because he said, that don't, shouldn't you agree, lab the cloud the potter. So I told you, here it's different than usual. Usually it means, you take to agree with me. Here he's saying, shouldn't you agree with me? Why are you arguing? Says the Gemara, if that's how you understand pshat, that means they're arguing. So when they said back to him, don't you agree if you have something on your foot, which is not the way carrying, that you should be potter, you're going to argue in that? Well, you know, everyone agrees. But the way you understand, when he says, don't you agree, that means that you're not agreeing. So when he responded to them, what about when it's on the foot? And don't you agree, when they said to him, if it's on the foot, not normal, don't you agree that it's potter? That means he argues, he holds that if you carry it in your shoe, you're chayiv. Well, the time made the Karmel, he said to me, had to made it McLeod and Mechayr. He did it with, we know everyone agrees. La'acha yodeh v'ragla, if you carry it the back of your hand or the back of your foot, which is not normal, divrei hakapot, even if you didn't make the potter. So the Gemara said, let me explain to you the machlekes, it has nothing to do with what you're thinking. Everyone agrees that if you wanted to carry behind you and you did, surely you chayv. And this is what pshat is. La'acha v'ragla, la'acha v'ragla, chayv. Everyone holds chayv. If you have in the back of your hand or your foot, you have a pot, it's not the normal way. They're arguing, how rare is this, having a money belt facing downwards? It's not that common, but it's not that rare. It's like, you know, you want to carry something behind you, which is not that common, because it's not that safe. Same thing over here. And therefore, it's so rare, it's not, doesn't make sense. It's much worse than behind your back. Because your money belt, you're trying to preserve your money for safekeeping, and here you have a zipper facing downwards. Be'emes Amru Isha, says the Gemara, Tana, we learned, Kol Be'emes, whenever it says Be'emes, Halachi, it's a Halacha, either Halacha from Moshe Sinai, or from Ezra, or whatever. Yehuda says, Av Mekabli, Piskin, Tana, we learned, Shekein Lav L'Rei Malchus, that the scribes of the king, Oisin Kein, do this. So what Rashi learns in the Mishnah, it means that they tell you, L'chatchila, which particular runner you should use for this document or this decree. And what happened was, you couldn't find it, and because it's such an emergency, you have to send it out, you just take somebody else. And that's what I'm here to say, yeah, that that you're a chayv. So you want to write the Mishnah, another case, Hamoitzi Kikil Shasarabi. Now we learn now the concept, it's called Shnayim Shasu. If two people do a melacha on Shabbos, are you chayv or you're not chayv? And we'll see there are three opinions about Shnayim Shasu, if you're chayiv, you're not chayiv. There's a big machlek, chakira, and actually it turns out to be a machlekis. Why is Shnayim, if two people do a melech on Shabbos, why are they ma'atera potter? Is it because meleches machshevet has to be chashiv, that's if you do it on your own. If you do it with two people, it's not so chashiv anymore. Or is it because it's as if you didn't do the melech, because you didn't do the avera, because it's how another person did it with you. And the nafka min is this whole concept of Shnayim Shasu a din in Shabbos or a din in Kol HaTorah Kula? Big Machlekes, Poskim, Michas Chinuch, and so on and so forth. And that's the big crux of the Machlekes. Is it a din in Shabbos, Melech Machshavos, or is it a din in Averis because you didn't really do the Averi yourself? Another Machlekes in Poskim is the Chavos Das who holds, when we say Shnayim Shasu Pturin, it only means that you put from a carbon, but you still Chayiv Mahatera. Others learn that you are Potter Mahatera altogether. As we'll see. So the Mishnah, Hamaitzi Kikil Shasarabim, if you carry a loaf of bread in Shasarabim, Chayv Yechayv. But Haitziyu, Shnayim, if two people carry a loaf of bread, Tuni Yepater. Lo Yochel Echad, Lo Haitziyu, Vaitziyu Shnayim. What about Ze'enu Yochel, Ze'enu Yochel? The only way you can carry it out is by two people. And Rashi wants to learn that when two people, Ze'yochel, each one of us could have carried a loaf of bread, and we do it together, it's not the normal way. And because it's not the normal way, therefore you are Potter. But if it's a heavy beam, and the only way to carry it is by two people, that is a normal way. So the Tanna Kamma says, Chayavin, which is Rabbi Yehuda. He said, Yechayiv, because that's a normal way of carrying. And Rabbi Shimon says, even so, Ze ein yochel yochel potter, two people do a melacha together, the fact is you are potter. Says the Gemara, actually, there are three opinions. Ze yochel ve ze yochel, if each one could have done it on their own, Emmaus still says, Mechayiv. The fact is you both did an Averi Yechayiv. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, poitin, if both could have done it on their own, you did it together, you are potter. But ze'enu yochel ve'ze'enu yochel. Rabbi Yehuda v'ramei mechayavim. Rabbi Yehuda v'ramei bosa yechayiv. And Rabbi Shimon says you are potter. What about ze yochel ve'ze'enu yochel? If one person could do it, and one person couldn't do it, one person could have carried, was strong enough, could have carried alone. The other person could not have carried alone. Then everyone holds that you are chayiv. We'll come back to that tomorrow. Tanya and Amihok, we learned. Moitzi kikir shirabim carried a loaf of bread shirabim chayiv you are chayiv hoitziyu shnayim two people carried out and each one could have done on their own. Ramey says you still chayiv because the fact is you carried out a loaf of bread. Rabbi Yehuda Omer im lo yochel echad lo hoitziyah if one couldn't carry it vahoitziyah shnayim and two had to carry it, no, it was the normal way then chayavim. Avim lav if it was necessary to have both of them then pturim. And Rabbi Shimon poitzim Shimon says in all instances you are potter. Even if you could not have done it on your own, you had to have your friend working with you, you're still potter. How do you know such a chiddush? The Torah Bonin, we're going to explain, it's all based on the Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, it says that if a person does an Aveda, it's everything written Lashon Yachid. The Gemara will soon explain in the Pasuk. It says v'im nefesh, if a single achas, a single person, techtes, sins, by mistake, and ama oritz, ba'asoysa, if he did it singular. So we dash in ha'oises kula, if you do the entire malacha, v'loy ha'oise es miktsasa. Now usually the wording is shnayim shesu v'loy echad. Asoysa kula es miktsasa is something usually we say when one person does the first half malacha, like the akira, lifting it, and the other guy does the second half, the hanacha. But Tesis in the beginning of Gemara says that, you know, sometimes we change the Lashon. Keitza, for example, Shnayim Shaya Oichin, there were two people holding on, the Malgiz, you know, like a rake or a pitchfork, the Legaz, you know, they gather together. So they're doing the Melacha Ma'amer, right, collecting the leaves, but they're doing it together. But it could have done on their own. Or Becharkar V'Shoivtin, they're holding on to the stick, you know, that to do with the threads, that are on the vertical threads, and now you have to, we had before, you have to beat it. And Rav Yehuda said, Mesech should be added on the Malachas, or Shevet should be added on to the Malachas, because you have to hit, you know, Shevet from a stick. You have to hit the strings to separate from each other. So that's, again, they're doing a Malacha there, which is Mesech. One guy could have done it, they did together. And Bikulmus, two people are holding on to a pen, because in their writing, again, one guy could have done it, another two doing it. So it's a case of Zayachov, Zayachov. Or Bekana, read Vahitzir Shiram, which is lightning carrying Shirabim. In all these cases, Yochel, Yechayav, I would have thought that each one, you know, they did the time Malacha. Both should be liable. Tamalayim, Ba'asayisa. If you do it on its own, one person, Ha'oy says, Kulav La'oysa Mikhtasa. Not if you did part. Part means not that you did only part of Malacha. You did the whole Malacha, but only part of it because someone else did the other part together. What about eagle shoulder veil, pressed figs? Now it seems it was very, very heavy. A large one, v'haytir shirabim, it's impossible to carry on, you don't need somebody else with you. B'koyd a heavy beam, v'haytir shirabim, so this is a case of ze'eni yochel, you need it together. Rabbi Yoimin, im la yochel ech letir, they couldn't do it on their own. V'haytir shnaim, and both carried it, that's a normal way, chayavim. But v'im la, but you could have done it on your own pattern. Rav Shimon says, av'a bishul yochel letir, even though you couldn't do it on your own, v'haytir took it out, shnaim, p'turiya potter. The kach nema, because it says ba'as soisa, only if you do it on your own. Yachid she'asa chayv, only one person does the chayv. Shnayim she'asub turin. Here we change the vernacular. Instead of saying, you know, oisa miktsasa, we're saying yachid she'asa oisa, rather than two. Says he reminds me what the machlek is, but high crowd of argument is very pasuk. Ve'im nefesh, it says a pasuk. Ve'im nefesh achas. One, it says ve'im nefesh achas, if one person. Now, achas, is working with dash as if each word is could just have im nefesh. Nefesh is single, tell you one and not more. Achas is single, tell you one, not more. And techta, you sinned, single and not more. Bishkoga, by mistake, ma'amor asoysa. So you have nefesh, achas, techta, ba'asoysa. So with dash as follows. Rab Shimon Sova, Rab Shimon holds, tulosa mi'uta ksivim. We have three mi'utim here. Nefesh techta. One is if nefesh, a soul, an individual soul sins. Number one, number two is achas techta, if one person sins. And then the end of the pasuk, ba'asoysa, if you do your own techta. But three miyutim here. Chad, one is l'me'ute, ze'oike ze'menech. The first one is to memayit akirin hanocha. If one guy did half the melacha and the other guy did the other half melacha, this is, if we only have one miyut, this is probably the one to memayit. Why? Because this one here, each one only did half a malacha, so surely you should be potter. But if two did the entire malacha, maybe you're chayiv. So therefore, from here, you only learn out half a malacha. The chad l'mut is zayachol v'zayachol. The other one is to be mayit, both can do. That you are potter, because you could have done on your own, you do together, you are potter. And the third one is the chad l'mut is ein yachol v'yachol. This is Rav Shimon. Even though you couldn't do it on your own, you did together, the fact that two did it, you are potter. Tejri asks, why are we always using an example of carrying? Why don't you just say, if two people wrote a word, one guy wrote one letter, and another guy wrote another letter, that you are potter. Says Tejri says, there, everyone is obvious, you don't need a pasuk, that you are potter. You did only half a malacha. By carrying, I would have thought that the focus of the malacha is you took something outside of its original place. Putting it down is not that important. So maybe just akira alone should hold you liable. That's why we need a pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda say no. Chad l'mu'ute ze oikiv ze menech. You're right. The first one is to memayit if we did half a malacha, akira without hanocha. The chad l'mu'ute, you also write ze yochel ve ze yochel. But the third one is not to be memayit ze eini yochel ve yochel. L'mu'ute comes to exclude yochid she'osa b'hayroas bezin. if an individual did an Aveira, because the Bezin rule that you're allowed to do this. You're allowed to eat this trefa fats. You relied on the Bezin. We had the whole Gemara Horis that discusses these dinim. And if the Bezin paskin that this trefa fats is mutter, you went and followed them. You're an oinus. And therefore, you don't have to bring a carbon. Rab Shimon doesn't learn that. Rashi holds, Rab Shimon holds, that you take a chayiv. Even though you follow the rabbis, you're chayiv if you, you know, if you ate trefa fats. Tosfos says there's no such Rab Shimon anywhere, and he disagrees with it at all. And he said, Rab Shimon holds, you don't need a pasik, because it's an onus. Why should you even bring a carbon? Anyway, so the Gemara, Rab Shimon yochid she'osa, but Rab Shimon chayiv. According to Rashi, that's the version that Rab Shimon holds, that if you did Rab Shimon chayiv, Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos holds it's potter, but you don't need a pasik. And I mean, what's a mayor going to say? Miksi, does it say nefesh, these three minutim, nefesh, techte, achas, techte, basay, techte? It says nefesh, achas. That's the normal way of the Torah writing. It's not two separate exclusions. It's only one. Tre minutik sivi. So nefesh, achas is l'mute, ze oike, ze menech, it didn't have malacha. And the chad, and the other one is l'mute, basay, ze yochit, she osu, baraz, bezna. If you did it following the ruling of Bezin, it's not your fault. But the contra meyer, the yachol, the any yachol, you're always liable. If you did in time malacha, I don't care how many people are involved, you are always chayiv. You're always chayiv. Interesting, the Gemara says in Yerushalmi that Elisha ben Avuhu, who became a big Russia, he convinced the government in Rome to force the Yidin to sell to Mechal Shabbos. So he told them all that they have to carry. And so what the Yidin did was, two people got together and they carried. So he came out and says, no two people carrying. I want every individual to carry on their own. So Rameir holds, so they want to bring an eye from that you see clearly from here, if it's still Asa Mahatayra, even if two people are doing it, then what do Elisha ben Avuhu will care if two people did it? Must be that if two people do it, it's only Midu Rabbanan, and he tried to stop that. And obviously his student, Rameh, disagreed with him because he holds that two people will do it, you're still chayiv, you didn't achieve anything. Anyhow, tomorrow, Mitzvah at 8:15.